More than 100 state lawmakers from across the country are in Washington, D.C. today to rally for federal legislation to protect voting rights. They are there alongside Democrats from Texas who fled the state to prevent Republicans from passing restrictions on voting. Protesters also marched at the state capitol in Austin.
What do we want?
We're voting rights!
When do we want it?
Now!
That group marched 27 miles to the state capitol over the weekend. Among them was former Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who joins me now on Skype. Welcome back.
Jane, thanks for having me.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being no risk at all and 10 being extremely at risk, how would you rate the health of voting rights in this country today?
It's at 10. And if there's a higher number I could choose, I would pick it. The president put it well in his speech in Philadelphia about 3 weeks ago. He said, this is the single greatest attack on our democracy since the Civil War. And he included not only the voting restriction provisions and bills that are being considered or have been passed in dozens of states around the country, but he connected that to the big lie about election fraud in 2020 and ongoing fraudulent concerns that there is widespread, illegal voting, but connected it also to the violent insurrection attempt on the 6th of January and the fact that, the sanctum of our democracy was invaded by force for the first time since the War of 1812. When you put all that together, you realize that what Lincoln called the last best hope of earth might very well be lost unless we're willing to stand up and fight for it. And I think that's what you're seeing take place now across the country, and certainly here in Texas, where I really think we're on the front lines of this fight.
So you and your fellow activists have been trying to draw attention to these voting rights issues, not only in Texas, but of course around the country. You're advocating for a new federal legislation to protect voting rights. What do you want to see happen at the national level?
It's really important that the United States Senate passed a bill known as the For the People Act. It's a piece of voting rights legislation that has already passed the House of Representatives. And not only would it roll back voter suppression attempts in Texas and Florida and so many other states by, for example, mandating defined periods for early voting and ensuring that anyone who would like to vote by mail, especially in the middle of a pandemic, is able to do that. That bill is pending before the Senate right now. It would certainly be helped with a push from the president. That's what we're looking for right now.
Well, some activists have complained that President Biden has seemed more engaged on infrastructure than voting rights. Do you agree with that? And what would be your advice to him as he tries to juggle his priorities?
The physical infrastructure of this country is incredibly important, but it pales in comparison to the infrastructure of our democracy. If, for example, people cannot get to a polling place, or certain groups within a state or a county or in our country, like those voters with disabilities, low-income voters, very young and very old voters, and black and brown voters, if they are effectively and functionally kept from using their right to vote, then anything else that we want to do on any other policy issue, whether it's confronting climate before it's too late or pursuing racial justice, none of that's possible unless all of us can participate. And so I know that President Biden believes in this, but we do need more from him.
There are still 50 Texas Democrats, state lawmakers, who are in Washington, D.C., waiting out a special session in Texas. They've been there for 3 weeks now. They refuse to cooperate with Republicans in Texas who they say are attacking voting rights through proposed legislation. Last month, you gave Texas House Democrats $600,000 to continue their stay in Washington. They say they're bringing in reinforcements now from 20 states around the country for this final push to pressure lawmakers to forego their August recess until the Senate passes the For the People Act that you mentioned. I mean, how long can this strategy be effective?
I think they're providing some really necessary moral leverage and perhaps an example of political courage that is necessary. But, in the spirit of your question, there's only so much they can do. At some point, they'll have to return to Texas, where, by the way, they potentially face arrest, where they've already left, you know, their families and their homes, and in some cases, you know, young children for nearly a month. They've put it all on the line. And I hope that is going to be the necessary encouragement and shove to our president and the Democratic members in the Senate, who have a majority there to pass voting rights legislation. But there's only so much they can do. And I really do feel like Texas has done its part. It's now time for the federal government to step up and do theirs.
Beto O'Rourke is a former congressman from Texas. Beto, thank you very much.
Thank you. Very grateful to you.